Well, what inspires you to write your stories? Like, where do you get the ideas?
That'll take me like an hour. All kinds of things inspire me. I think a lot of the time I write stories that where I'm trying to figure certain things out. When I was writing Wanting More, it's about a girl. It's based on a true story. It's about a girl in Afghanistan whose mother dies during the war. Her father gets remarried. The stepmother doesn't want her, so the father takes her to the marketplace and he leaves her there. I just wanted to find out how this girl will survive. What would that be like, having your father abandon you like that? You know, I'm so glad that my father never did that. He never did. He was pretty harsh. He used to hit us and stuff like that, but he never did that. And it really made me look at my father in a different way. So things that I'm kind of going through, that I'm learning, that I'm dealing with, often those things will work their way into the writing that I do. So, and basically, I'm still curious. You know, like when I was a kid, I'm curious. I want to figure out the world. I'm trying to learn something every day. And a lot of the time, I put the stuff that I'm learning into the books that I'm writing, you know, because I want to be able to read them. I want to like the books. And if I like them, then chances are other people will like them.
What was your favorite book as a child?
Oh, I have so many. I think one of my... Oh, okay, I know which one is. Mara, Daughter of the Nile. When I was... You see, Mara, Daughter of the Nile is like a spy thriller novel set in ancient Egypt. Okay, and Mara was like this Egyptian girl. She was so cool. And she, this guy in there, his name was Cheftu, and there was a kiss in there, and it was just like, oh my gosh, I love Cheftu so much. I had such a crush on Cheftu. And I loved that book so much, and I was really poor. I did not know you could buy books when I was growing up. I thought you could only get them from the library. And one day I actually stole it from the library. Oh, I shouldn't say that because the library is right over there. But I stole it from the library. I loved it so much. I kept taking it out. And finally I just kind of stuck it in my jacket. And the librarian said, well, you know, you have to return it. I said, I already returned it. And so she believed me and she just, you know, think. And for a whole month, I kept that book under my mattress, and I felt so guilty. And finally, I thought, oh, I got to take it back. So I went, and I put it in my coat, and I went, and I put it back on the shelf. And then when I went back to take it out again, it was gone because I think it was all, like, raggedy, and the librarian must have thrown it out. And I thought, oh, I couldn't find it. When I grew up, I saw it in a bookstore, and I bought all 5 copies. And one day, I have 3 daughters, right? And my daughter was probably about 14 at the time. And she read Mara. I gave it to her to read. One day she came up to me and she said, oh, Mom, I'm in love. And I said, what? Who are you in love with? And she goes, with Chef too. And I started laughing. And I said, yeah, I get it. I said I was in love with him too. He was just so cool. Oh, he was so cool. You got to read that. That one's just a fantastic, fantastic story. Oh, my gosh, it's so good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Merg, you're welcome. Good questions. I thought they were really nice questions.